Tim Jinnabar on 5AA Breakfast.
Don't miss Warren Treadray on the Drive Show tonight, thanks to Ignition for Men. Before the Port game tonight, Timmy, what did you make of the Anzac Day clash yesterday?
Well, unreal. The first time they actually presented the game, they drew. So here we are all these years later and they draw again. I think it was 95. It's an amazing turnaround. It was a good game. I mean, I really enjoyed it. It was quite fast. Essendon got off to an absolute flyer, and I thought to myself, oh, just don't do what we did. And, kicked have a great first quarter and then fall off. But they really kept at it and tested Collingwood, and Collingwood, as we know, just find a way. And in the end, it was a terrific draw. And I don't know, it brings up the debate, doesn't it? Again, do you play extra time? And we're only talking to Stevie Milne about the St Kilda v Collingwood draw of 2010 and how that, didn't go into extra time, and now it will in the grand final. But should we do it in the minor round?
I don't know. I kind of like the randomness of it in minor rounds. And it gets to the end of the year and suddenly you've got a team that's, 2 points is enough to sneak him into the eight. But what did you think, Tim, the infamous extra time game between Port and the West Coast Eagles? As a neutral fan, that was a phenomenal way to wrap that game up. Do you think maybe that's an argument against it, though, for you, given what happened that night, the way it panned out?
I'm a fan of it. I think besides the grand final, grand final, I think in finals, I think you play extra time because you can't afford to wait another week. I just don't think it works for anybody. Mm. So finals, I'm all for extra time. And the one you're talking about, I finish in the fetal position underneath the desk at that one. That was an horrendous moment in time. But it's the way I think I'd like it. Mine around, I'm with you. I love the draw. I just think everyone looks at each other. And it's the most inane feeling you'll ever have as a supporter and or player. It's just like, well, what do we do? Nobody knows what to do. And I love
What do you expect out of Port tonight, Timmy? St Kilda got smashed last week. Will there be the inevitable bounce back?
Yeah, I think from the Saints it will be. And I think, Ross is a tight, tough, defensive sort of coach. That'll come in again trying to strangle Port. But I expect Port to bounce back. They really can't... I can't continue this the way they get outnumbered around the ball by better teams, and then they are able to beat them at that contested ball is what they need to improve on. So I think they're going to have a really good test against Saints, who are going to be wanting to pick up in that area. Zach Butters 100, so I think those first 100 have been pretty good. I'm looking forward to the next 100, let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Timmy.
On you, Tim.